Is it the same method for screenwriting, or does the way you develop something to be viewed differ from something that's going to be read in these short bursts?
Yeah, screenwriting is a completely different discipline because there's a quite a strongly defined structure. And it's screenwriting's a collaboration. You know, I write scripts. I always say, if you're going to write a script, you might as well write it in pencil, because every single word is going to get changed at some point. Excuse me. And it will, because there's all, you know, it goes to the director, it goes to the producers. Even when it comes to the actors, they'll want to change lines. And you've got to be adaptive to that and acceptive of that, because a lot of people don't like their work being changed. And if you're like that, you're never going to get anywhere as a screenwriter, believe me. It's a very different process. It's a faster process. It's often more profitable, but it's also far more stressful. It's a very, very difficult process.
What are the stresses wrapped in screenwriting?
People.
Humans, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Excuse me. Because everybody thinks that they can do it better than you.
Oh, okay. So there's a lot of critics.
Yeah, and the problem is that when you hand it to someone, they're the next step up the ladder from you. So if they want to change it, they'll change it. And if they want you to change it, unless you're quite strong in personality wise, and you can defend what you've written, you've got to do it. But the irony is, of course, once it gets past their step onto the next ladder, the chances are you're going to change it back anyway. And so a script is a very fluid document, mm-hmm. and it's like that all the way along, and it will be until the cameras start to roll.
So is there a need to have a willingness to let go to some degree?
That's the big difference. Is with a book, when you let go, your role is finished until it rolls off the press, in many ways. And it'll have gone through the editorial process and the beta reading process, which is people who read it for you and comment on it for you. With a script, once you hand it over, it becomes someone else's property for them to mess about with as much as they like, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
And so the thing, most script writers are take the money and run kind of characters.
Yeah.
Because you have to be. The only difference in that, of course, is why, and it's one thing you see a lot more of now, is you see writer-directors.
There is a lot more of those, you're right, especially with TV series as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Because once you're writing, you're painting pictures in your head, and you, as a director, you can put that on screen, whereas a director's got to get that out of my head, or rather, I give it to him, and he puts what he gets off of my script onto the screen. And the difficult thing for me is I'll watch that film and say, but that's not what I meant. That line's wrong.
Okay, and you hear of this, don't you? You hear of things not necessarily getting misinterpreted, but portrayed differently to what the writer intended to be.
So it's a very different thing. But there's the interesting thing, with Top Dog, which was the second book in this trilogy, in the crew and the novel of Top Dog, I had a picture in my head of what Billy Evans was like. And I had everything about him, his voice, his mannerisms, the way he looked, everything. And when we did the movie, I started work on the script, and then we cast Leo Gregory, who was Bother in Green Street. And he looked nothing like the character in my head. And it took me a long time to make that adaptation and make that link between the characters, because I was writing dialogue for him, which I was still imagining my old character saying. And it's a lot easier when you've got the right picture in your head, if that makes sense.
It absolutely does. I'm just thinking, people will be listening to you talk about these characters in these films and thinking, gosh, how do I get my hands on this? Your publisher, Caffeine Nights, they've got a website. Is that the best place for listeners to go if they're wanting to purchase In the Know or some of your
It'll hate me for saying it. I mean, I've written 17 books. I've written 17. This is my 17th book.
Yeah.
Amazon is your best bet.
Okay.
All my books are on Amazon. As paperbacks or e-books. There's a couple of audio books. W.H. Smith's or Waterston's also stock them.
So lots of options, really.
You can get me me anywhere.
Yeah.
And please do.
Speaking of getting you anywhere, I want to bring it back to you being local, Dougie, before we wrap up with you, because you are in Hemel. So I guess it makes it sort of a bit more tangible for people who are listening to you, may know your work, might have read some books, or I'm sure no doubt have watched the movie. Green Street, you know, is incredibly well known. In terms of, you know, I really want to think about this time that we're in and how you've got this discipline of doing the writing. You've obviously got a routine where you get up, you know, at 5 a.m. every morning and things like that. What would you suggest to people, like, right now in terms of resources or even what they themselves have as their own resource if they're really wanting to do this thing, this writing thing?
Yeah, you've been given... Not everybody, I know, and everybody's unique, but you've been given the best resource you could possibly want, which is time.
Mm.
I'm constantly amazed as I meander my way through this mad life of ours, constantly amazed at everybody I ever meet has got a story. People say to me, oh, my life's quite boring. But when you dig down to them, there's always a story there, and that story is usually astonishing. And now you've got the time. I mean, you don't have to write about you, but inside you've got the nugget of an idea. And with this time, as long as, if you know, everybody's got a computer, you know, just sit down, start making notes, start outlining a story. You know, it may be just do it for you. Because the sense of achievement when you write the end is unlike anything you'll ever experience other than childbirth, I would imagine. And you've got that time. If ever you were going to do it, turn that bloody telly off and just sit at a computer and start to think. And once your brain gets going, you'll be amazed at